Western New York political consultant Michael Caputo testified in front of a team of investigators yesterday from the office with special counsel Robert Mueller and his probe into possible collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Russian interests during the 2016 presidential election. Pleased to be joined this morning now by Mr. Michael Caputo. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. I guess the question is really to you. Characterize 3 hours of questioning in front of investigators yesterday.
I guess I would compare it to a proctology appointment with a very fat-fingered doctor. It was very difficult. It's not something I would ever want to do again, but it's something I had to do.
But back to that, you actually volunteered to go in front of the committee rather than having to be compelled to go there. Why did you do it in that fashion?
Well, I don't ever want to be subpoenaed in my entire life. I think most Americans would agree with that. But at the same time, while I don't like this investigation, I don't think it's necessary. I know from my perspective, I've never seen or never heard of any collusion with Russians on the Trump campaign. You know, as someone who enjoys the freedoms of this country, those freedoms come with some responsibility. And I feel it's my responsibility as a citizen of America to come and offer my perspective if I'm asked.
There's a quote that I found. This is from the House intelligence hearings, some of the transcripts, that, quote, "The only time that the president and I talked about Russia was in 2013 when he simply asked me in passing what it was like to live there in context of a dinner conversation." I assume you still stand by that statement?
I do, of course. And interestingly enough, there wasn't much discussion of the president of the United States yesterday in my sit-down with the Mueller team. I don't think they're even looking at the president for this. From my perspective, if you had to ask me to speculate,
right?
The president just wasn't interested in Russia with me, and as the one person in Trump Tower who had worked with both the White House and the Kremlin in my career, you might think he would. Of all the people in Trump Tower, I had spent far more time in Russia than anyone.
You know,
I never heard a word.
Yeah, and that is interesting, like you said, because you do have that dual connection, right? You worked some in the presidential campaign for, what, about 6 months, I believe, and then also you had some fairly extensive working in Russia, and like you said, you have an understanding. Can you maybe then characterize what is the Russian interest in U.S. elections? Can you give us maybe an overview of what you think about that?
I think their interest in our elections is very much like our interest in their elections. In 1994, the Clinton administration sent me to Russia to meddle in their elections. And I did that on behalf of the United States government for a year. This is statecraft in this term, when it comes to the Russians, it's spycraft. I think both nations have a distinct and abiding interest in the politics of the other. Although, in my opinion, the Russians have gone a bit too far.
Go beyond that then a little bit. Like you said, they've gone just a little bit too far. And I think there's a building consensus in the country that, in fact, that is the case. I mean, is there or should there be some sort of ramifications here or some sort of regulation or whatever the case may be that would try to impact and maybe prevent that from being the case in the future?
Well, on July 25th, 2016, I was already out of the Trump campaign by then. When those leaks from the DNC emails first came out, I tweeted that, you know, I think without quoting it directly, you know, we're having a lot of fun as Republicans with these DNC leaks. But let's not forget, this is Vladimir Putin and something needs to be done about it. Stat. I mean, the problem we had in 2016 is that we knew that the Russians were doing things like this. And the Obama administration was doing virtually nothing about it. I mean, I think we've all, for the past 5 years or so, 6, 7 years, have heard about Chinese and Russian hacking and, you know, in the commercial sector, in the government sector, and yet it was continuing. So if, in fact, that was the Russians, and I believe it was, I'm a little bit, you know, hanky on my opinion on that now, but if that was the Russians, that was an indication to the Obama administration they need to step it up, and they didn't. And I'm hopeful that the Trump administration is doing far more.
Like you said, questions yesterday really weren't about the president. Can you characterize what the questions were about, who they were about?
You know, they didn't tell me what I could or couldn't say. They told me to use my better judgment. And frankly, as someone who spent a lot of time and about $125,000 being involved in all of these investigations, I don't want to be someone considered to be interfering. I can tell you that they were talking about people on the campaign and off. They were asking me questions about very dear friends of mine. And I think I'd like to leave it at that.
Okay, fair enough. Just to jump back here a little bit to your political consultant hat, the current state of the electorate right now, there's a lot of talk about the so-called blue wave coming in upcoming elections. But really put to it, if the election were held today, the president was running again, would he win?
I think it'd be neck and neck. If it was Hillary Clinton, he'd still beat her. If the Democrats actually put up a candidate that was palatable, they might beat him. But I think the blue wave is turning out to be quite a bust. I mean, you don't have to look any further than the recent assembly race in New York State, in Western New York, where Pat Burke, a very good Democrat, a solid candidate, a county legislator, was beaten by Eric Bowen, a veritable unknown, in a district that should have gone Democrat. If there was a blue wave, Pat Burke could be in the assembly right now. I doubt that there is a blue wave. I do believe the Republicans are in trouble. I think we need to do some things fairly fast. We could lose the House. I don't think the Senate is really at risk. But I think the Republicans can do things to turn that around. Two things that are very important. One is the president's approval rating is turning around. It's actually at a pretty palatable level right now, and hopefully it'll stay or get better. And also the economy is fairly strong. If we keep growth above 3%, you know, quarter after quarter, and the GDP and jobs keep being, you know, job growth keeps, you know, strong, it'll be very hard to beat the Republicans.
Michael Caputo, I know you have to go off to CNN, so I'm going to let you go right now, but thank you very much for your time this morning.
Have a great day. I look forward to getting home to Buffalo tomorrow.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.